Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Lamed Aleph. And on the Gemara, on Amud Aleph, it has one line which opens up a sugya for us that we've touched on in other contexts, but again, it's a basic sugya in the context of learning Shas. The Gemara says, going through the Shir Shel Yom, what the Leviim sung every day in the Beis HaMikdash, relating one pasuk of the Shir Shel Yom that we say every day to the reality of that day, something about L'David Mizmar, Hashem Aris Meloah has to do with Sunday, and something about the Kel Nekamos Hashem have to do with Wednesday. So in that context, the Gemara quotes Rav Katina. Rav Katina says that the world is going to be 6,000 years long. Shisa Alfei Shani Havei Alma, says Rav Katina. V'chad Charav, and then you're going to have 1,000 years of desolation, right? Relating to Shabbos. Shabbos is 6 and 1, so to the world is going to be 6 and 1. And the others say maybe there'll be 2 years, Trei Charav, but then we're going to focus on the 6,000 years message. The Gemara mentions elsewhere a little more details. Not just 6,000, but it goes through each of the 2,000 years. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Zayin, and Avodah Zarah, Tanit Dvei Elio, Sheishas Alafim Shana Havi Alma. The world is going to be 6,000 years long. Shnei Alafim Tohu, 2,000 years of Tohu, of nothingness. Shnei Alafim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. Shnei Alafim Yomos HaMashiach, 2,000 years of Yomos HaMashiach. So what exactly does that mean? What's the message for us? That 2,000 years, again, our Gemara says 6,000, but the Gemara elsewhere just details a little bit more. 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. Is there a message for us from all of those years? And let's say, what does it mean? 6,000? It has to be 6,000 years. Well, Mashiach cannot come, or the world cannot change before that. So the Mefarshim explain that, no, the last 2,000 years are called Yomos HaMashiach because that Mashiach can come. Right, that depends on us, as the Gemara says elsewhere in Sanhedrin, Zachu, if we're Zoche, then Achishena, then it will come quicker than 6,000 years. But Lo Zachu Be'ita, if it doesn't come, then Be'ita, there is a certain amount of time. Let's say that's the maximum length of time that the world will be 6,000. But is there any other significance to this Gemara? So this Gemara could have impact. It's an agadah, it doesn't really have any halachic import, but it could have impact in terms of the sugya of stages of our halachic mesorah. And that is in terms of the Ksivas HaMishnah and the Chasimas HaTalmud. It sounds like, when we read Shas, when we read every page in the Gemara, it sounds like, and we get the feeling that an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. Because that's why every 10 lines in Shas, the Gemara says, how could he say this? Doesn't the Mishnah say this? Doesn't the Brisa say this? And we have to try to figure out how a certain Amora would say such a thing if there's a Mishnah against him. So it sounds like the simple reading of every Gemara in Shas is that an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. But that's not so simple. The Rambam tells us in Ilchas Mamrim, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Bez din gadol shadarshu b'achas ben amidos, if a Bezdin, at some point in history, uses one of the Yudgim Omidos, which means it's not a Bezdin today. We're not darshaning Gzeir Shavas and Hekishes and Binyan Avs, Bizman Azeh. But in the days of Chazal, when they were still darshaning based on the Yudgim Omidos, and they decide something, Bezdin Acher, and then a later Bezdin gets up and says, well, I don't think this is a correct hekdesh. I think you should darshan this hekdesh. I think you should darshan this klalu prado klal. A later Bezdin has a different opinion. Venirelo tamacher, listerosor, and there appears a reason to argue. Hariza soser vidun kfima shenir be'enav. The later Bezdin is allowed to say what they think. And paskin like they think. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, we just had this, right, a couple of daf ago on daf chafei. Shene'emar el ha-shofet asher yiyeh b'yamim ha-heim. Einon chayev l'leches el ha-achar bezdin shebedarecha. You have a chiyev to go to the bezdin in your dar. And not only that, the bezdin in every generation has a right and an obligation to paskin based on how they see fit. So you read this Rambam, it sounds like every dar, every generation could say what they think. Every Bezdin. So ask the Kesef Mishnah there, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, on that halacha in Ilchas Mamrim, v'yim tomar im kena mailo pligi amaroi atanoi. Tocha b'chol duchta makshinan la'amora mimas nisan, omi braisa, v'tzarach lomar, nadamri ki haitana, v'im lo yomar kein kashalei. Every daf in Shas gives us the impression that an Amora cannot argue on a Mishnah unless you say, oh, he found another Tana to hold like. But Ukvid Dever Rabbeinu, but according to the Rambam, that every Bezin has the Rishus to argue on the earlier generation, HaRishus Nusunalayim Lachol Gal Dever Tanalayim. What's the problem? Why can't an Amora argue on a Mishnah? The Rambam seems to say, the Rambam gives off the impression. So says the Kesef Mishnah, the question is, what does he mean? But his words are, V'yefshar Lomar, it's possible, Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu v'kiblu, shedoros ha'achronim, lo yachloku al harishonim. What's the simple understanding of the Kesef Mishnah? There was a Kabbalah by the Amoraim that they wouldn't argue on the Tanaim. Not that they couldn't argue on the Tanaim. They could, but they accepted not to. There was a Kabbalah, a national Kabbalah, that the Amoraim would not argue on the Tana. V'chein asu gam b'chasimas ha'gemara, the Kesef Mishnah adds. And they also decided to do that when the Gemara was finished. Rishus was not given. They can't. Or that they wouldn't. But Rishus, but without that Rishus, technically, fundamentally, maybe they would be able to. So the Kesef Mishnah sounds like that an Amora can argue on a Mishnah, on a Tana, but he just wouldn't. But in terms of power itself, he would be able to. And this is what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik quoted in the Kovet Shiurim in Baal Basra, Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel. Reb Elchanan says that he asks Reb Chaim this question, related question based on a Rashbam in Baba Basra. And Reb Chaim answers, yeah. Gam Amora yesh b'kocho lachla galtana. Technically, an Amora can argue on a Tana, and the reason that we don't is that he wouldn't, not that he couldn't. This is the shita of the Kesef Mishnah, Pashtus, and Reb Chaim. But this is not the accepted approach, generally, of the Mefarshim, based on the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara. Pasha of the Gemara sounds like they can't. So is there any source in Shas which explains why, or how, or what the source is? For Amoraim not arguing on Tanoim. So now we get back to our Gemara. The Gemara that says the world is 6,000 years, but the Gemara elsewhere that says 2,000 Tohu, 2,000 Torah, and 2,000 Yemos HaMashiach. And the question is, what do you mean 2,000 Torah is the middle? And then what, the last 2,000 is not Torah? The first 2,000 years are Tohu, fine. That's, what is Tohu? There's no Torah yet. What happened around the year 2000 that Torah started? Did anything happen around the year 4000? So, Rashi, in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Zion, explains, 2000, there was something significant that happened in the year 2000. Right? Avram Avinu was born in the year 1948 on the Hebrew calendar. He was about 52 years old at the year 2000. So Torah, if we expand on that a little bit, monotheism, values of Torah, that started around the year 2000. And that's what it means, Torah started. The Torah actually was given later in 2448, but around the year 2448. But Torah could have nechshav been started based on Avram Avinu, and that's what Rashi says there in Sanhedrin. Umiyadam Rishon Hashaya Avram ben Chamishim Ushtayim Shana Ika Apayim Shana. Fine, so that's what happened at the year 2000. What about the year 4000? That's when Torah finished and Yemos HaMashiach started. So Rashi says, no, that's Lav Dafka. Torah didn't end. It just means that now, in addition to Torah, Yemos HaMashiach also started. Meaning Mashiach can come anywhere from the year 4000 to the year 6000. But Torah obviously didn't end, says Rashi. Va'aydi da'amar shnei alafim tohu, ka'amar shnei alafim Torah. Ve'lo shetich le'Torah achar shnei alpayim. Right, it doesn't mean that Torah finished at the year 4000. So Rashi says they're not parallel. Okay, fine. But if you look in the Achronim, if you look in the Maharsha, right, in the 1700s, if you look in the Torah Tamima, 1900s, they see the same idea. And that is, maybe something did happen at the year 4000 also. Torah ended. What do you mean Torah ended? We still learn Torah today. A certain authority of Torah ended. Because around the year 4000 is just about when the Mishnah was written. Just about when the Mishnah was written, when it was put together, and that's what it means that Torah was finished. The principles of Torah, the Ksivas HaMishnah has certain halachic significance, and you can't argue on Tanaim unless you have another Tana that agrees with you. That's what the Maharsha says. He thinks Rashi's pshat is dachuk, to say that 2000 is not parallel. Va'anira lefarish ha-dvarim ki pashton, ki be'emes acher shagalu, Yisrael galus gemura. Ein bahem Torah. Kidachziv malkav esareah bagoyim ein Torah. Mikomakom kufayim veishon achar churban bayesheni. For 172 years after the churban, right? Let's say the churban was around the year 70. Mikri adayin miyeshnos Torah. There was still Torah up until that time. Ki osa yedora tanoim v'adayin lo nizdal delu ayeshivas. Aracha shemes rebi. V'gavar hagolos v'rabu hatzaros. V'kalu yimei Torah. And that's what it means, that a certain level of Torah was finished at that time, until Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Nifter, and from that time, there was no more Torah. The Chazon Ish assumes that even the Kesef Mishnah holds this way. The Chazon Ish can't fathom that an Amora can argue on a Tana, and he just wouldn't. What the Kesef Mishnah means is that why did they accept not to argue on the Tanaim? Because they knew they would be wrong. They knew that the Emes was with the Tanaim. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, the Amoraim knew that they wouldn't be able to get to the MS if the Tanaim didn't get there. So they wouldn't because they couldn't. All the principles of Torah were laid out in the times of the Mishnah, and now since then we're basically only doing application. Right, we're doing application of those principles. But this is a major shita. Again, most assume that the year 4000 had halachic significance, or around that time, that was the Ksivas HaMishnah. The same parallel discussion we have regarding the Chasimus HaTalmud. When Ravina and Ravashi, later on, put the Gemara together, around a 300 years or so, 350 years after Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Ravina and Ravashi, right, the next stage of the Chasimus HaTalmud around the year 500 or so. So is that a significant halachic stage of the Misora? There's no Gemara about. There's not going to be a Gemara about the Gemara. Right? That's the word Gemara maybe. We mentioned in the past from the Vilna Gaon that when Ravina and Ravashi were finished the Gemara, they sent it up to Shamayim, so to speak, to get the stamp of approval by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get the Kushpanka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it back down with Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, Malachim, Rashi Teva's Gemara, and to give a stamp of approval that this is it, this is going to be the ground zero of Torah Shebaal Peh. So that was the, so even in the word Gemara. But in terms of, Shitas, so yes, there are a number of Makoros that tell us that the Gemara itself also is an important stage of the Misora. The Rambam, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, has the diuk that the Rambam, in the introduction to Mishnah Torah, not one of his longer introductions, the Rambam has three famous introductions, to Pirkei Avos, called Shmona Prakim, all about Midos, to Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin, where he talks all about Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach, and the tenets of our belief, and the introduction to all of Pirush Mishnayos. But he also has a shorter introduction as an introduction to Mishnah Torah. And there the Rambam lifts off the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu till Ravashi. The Rambam has 40 generations all the way. Moshe, Yoshua, Pinchas, Eli, Shmuel, David, Achia, Elio, Elisha. Goes through all of them. 40 until Ravashi. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik asked, why is it that if you look in the Me'iri, the Me'iri's introduction to Pirkei Avos, the Me'iri goes all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu until the Me'iri. He doesn't stop at Ravina and Ravashi. Right? So why is it that the Rambam stopped? Right? The Rambam says, V'nimsa Ravina v'Ravashi v'chavareim sov g'dol l'chachma Yisrael ha'matikim Torah Shebaal Peh. He stopped. Why'd he stop? Explains Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rambam is not giving us history here. He's giving us a halachic principle, that there's a certain level and authority of Chachmei HaMesora that stopped at Ravina and Ravashi, that stopped at the end of the Gemara. That's when Chazal stopped. And therefore, the Rambam stopped. He's telling us a halachic principle. V'dvarim halalu b'dinim v'gzeres v'takanos u'minhagos sh'nischachu achar chibur ha'gemara. Avo kol ha'dvarim, this is the Rambam talking, avo kol ha'dvarim shebe'gemara, habavli chayavin kol Yisrael aleches bohem. V'kofin kalir va'ir v'chol medina u'medina linhog b'chol ha'minhagos she'nagu chachmei ha'gemara v'ligzer gzeirasa v'laleches b'tana konosaneim. The Rambam says the Gemara has power, and therefore not only could an Amora, according to most, not argue on a Tana, Rishonim, Gaonim, you can't argue on the Gemara, because the Gemara has special status. You want to give a different shot that doesn't have any halachic ramifications? Okay, the Vilna Gaon sometimes does that. he'll give a different shot than the Gemara does in the Mishnah. The Gemara does that on the words Tfilas Arvis Rishus in Masechet Tfilas Arvis Ein La Keva, the Mishnah Masechet Brachas. But in terms of giving a different halacha, that you're not allowed to. The Rama says this also. The Raman Choshe Mishpan and Simin Chafhei. The Rama says V'yesh Omrim V'yemnira L'dai in L'bnei Doro. If a judge has an opinion, Mikach Rayos Machrachos Shein Adik Kamoshu Poskim, if a dayan thinks that he's going to go against what it says earlier, if a Moshe Feinstein decides that he thinks he wants to argue on the Chassam Sofer, if the Chassam Sofer decides that he wants to argue on Reb Kiva Eger, all the Tanoim, if the Reb Kiva Eger wants to argue on the Rambam, even, so technically he can. Maybe not a great idea, but if they have Rayos Machrachos, they can. Me'achar Shein Nizkar B'Gemara. If it's not in the Gemara, you could argue. Clear from the Ramah. That if it's in the Gemara, then you can't argue. Why? So the Vilna Gaon, the Gra on that Ramon Choshe Mishpat, quotes a Gemara by Metzia. Da'ala Gemara, ein rishus lahosif alo legroa. Kol shekein lachlok. You can't add on, you can't take away from one iota of the Gemara, surely to argue. Kumash HaKasav Evra Kapolim, like it says about Metzia, in a totally different context, the Gemara has the line, Ravina v'Ravashi sof hora'a. That's the language of the Gemara. The Gemara there is talking just about what it says in the Sefer of Adam Harishon. So it goes through. That's a stage. Ravina Veravashi Sofora. That is the Gra explaining the Rama. It's also a fascinating tshuva of the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda in Mahadura Tinyana Evena Ezer Simen Ayin Tes. It's somewhat of a famous tshuva within Noda Yehuda tshuvas. He was asked by a Talmud who was a boy was going out with a girl whose father had the same name as him. Well, the same name as him. A son-in-law and a father-in-law had the same name. And he knew that, you know, there's a Sefer Chasidim, Rabbi Yudah Chasid, that is not such a great idea to do that. So, you know, is that an issue? Is that an issue that he should be nervous about, that his son is going out with a girl whose father has the same name? So, Rabbi Yudah Behuda writes, as he writes in a number of tshuvas of this kind, it's hard for me to answer a question that's not based on Shas and Poskim. It's not based on Halacha. Right, so it's I'm not exactly sure what to do. I was asked a couple of days ago, Lahavdil. I was asked, Thomas said, my wife is pregnant. Is she allowed to go get a manicure? Because there's nails all over the floor in the place. So that's a Gemara. The Gemara Nida talks about pregnant women shouldn't do that, but that's also a little bit on the edge of halacha and extra halachic questions. So again, but that already has a basis. This has no basis in the Gemara, right? This idea says the Vilna Gaon, says the Noda Yehuda. So da he says talmidei achaviv v'yidvarim alo chakukim aloch libecha lizikaron. Remember what I'm about to tell you. Haklal she'ein l'kol achachavim she'acher haTalmud rishus lomer davar neged haTalmud. The rabbis after the Gemara have no authority to argue on the Gemara at all. The Omer Davar Lister Kutso Yud Midivrei HaTalmud. If anybody says anything, even to undermine a Yud from the Gemara, Lo Yechashi Bechal Chacham Yisrael, they cannot be considered one of the Balei Masorah. So, if you find someone who argues on the Shas, then there's a problem. So, question is here: if you look in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid's Sefer Chassidim, there are a number of times he says things that seem to go against the Gemara. He says, you're not allowed to marry your niece. The Gemara says it's a good thing to marry your niece. Vasachoso. Two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. The Gemara has examples that Rav Papa and his son, or a father and a son shouldn't marry two sisters. Rav Papa and his son married two sisters. He says, two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. The Gemara says there are 80 Achim Konim that married 80 pairs of sisters. So there are many examples that Rabbi Yonasi goes against the Gemara. So you have one of two choices. Either you have to say that he's not one of the Chachmei HaMasorah. If there was a rabbi that goes against the Gemara, that's one option that you'd rather not say. And number two, maybe he's not paskening for Klal Yisrael. Maybe he's just saying his own personal, you know, he has Ruach HaKodesh, so to speak, and he feels that these Zivugim wouldn't work for his own family. But he wasn't paskening based on, for Klal Yisrael, because he can't do that. So that's what the Noda Yehuda says, in this circumstance, no problem, your son could go out with her because the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, must have only said this for his own family and not for Klal Yisrael. That's the only way you have to fit it in, because he says things there that are against the Gemara. In the second half of the Tshuva, which is a Shabbos Tshuva source, he says, and I don't know why people always ask me these kinds of kashas. You know, my daughter is going out with a guy with the same name. He says, nobody asked me about, you know, his midos and his Baal Chesed and Torah. That's not as high on the hierarchy of values. You know, just about names of the father-in-law and the son-in-law. V'tamani al rova olam shalas is bitam la'am ha'aretz who pashed that slum vein choshesh lehimana who negadiver chazal to give their to daughter to an am ha'aretz totally. So that's against the chazal uleschatim and serve mirabana. But to marry a great talmud chacham sheshmo kishmo him shalom. That's the shaila. Rav Shlomo Zalman once said, I mean, Lahavdil, similar. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he says during Elul and during Tishrei, he says he gets so many shilas relating to the sukkah and relating to the fasting on Yom Kippur and so many important shilas. He says he hardly gets any shilas about tshuva and about improving ourselves. So he says, I don't know why. He says, I wish there were more shilas about the tshuva and the like more than just the shilas about the sukkah and about the fasting. Okay, there's a lot more here about stages of the Masorah, but we'll stop here. This is about the Ksivas HaMishnah and the Chasimas HaTalmud.